Well, we are full-blown into our preparation for the Eagles, and this team is, I would say, as explosive of a team as we've played all year. No question about it. They start fast. They've pretty much dominated the first quarter all year long, the first half all year long, and that's a key to their success. And they've got explosive players on offense. All of their skilled players make great plays. McNabb, certainly one of the premier quarterbacks in the league. Their line protects him. They've got guys that can score from anywhere on the field. Defensively, obviously, it's a very aggressive unit that pressures you a lot, can create a lot of negative plays, more than anybody in football so far this year. Plus 17 in the turnover margin, which is obviously another key to their success. They create a lot of turnovers, and then they score with it. And then they've got two really good kickers. And then DeSean Jackson is as explosive of a returner as we're going to face all year. So great challenge ahead of us. Very well-coached football team. Extremely sound with all the things that they do. And they've been here before, and they're playing very well.
Every single week, like DeSean Jackson.
What is it about him? Fastest guy we played, no doubt. Not even, I don't know if there's anybody that's even, that I could even say is in the same category. When he plays, when he's got the ball in his hands, and as a returner, it's a chance for a huge play. When he goes down the field, again, you see him break the cushion with the defensive backs faster than everybody else, you know, that you watch. He's got such an explosive burst to him. And, you know, that's why you see, I think his average touchdown 61 yards this year. So it's almost unheard of.
When he came out 2 years ago, and everyone loved him because of how fast and how he was great at Cal, too.
Mm-hmm.
But then he was 169, I think, at the combine, and that kind of got some people. And then there was some character. I imagine he was one of the most discussed players in the draft because he lasted longer than people thought. But everyone, I'm sure, was tempted to take him.
I mean, he's every bit as talented as any other player in this league on offense. And you know, whether he weighs 170 or 175, I know this, he doesn't take many big hits. It's hard to hit a guy that you can't catch and all the rest of it, but he's tough too. He goes over the middle, he catches balls inside. I mean, you got to be tough to be a punt returner. And so he's fearless, fast, explosive, great hands, runs really good routes, probably one of the better route runners that we'll play all year long too. So. There's nothing that he doesn't do very well.
So do you fight speed with speed?
Say it again.
Do you fight speed with speed defensively, or do you just
not if you can't run with them?
Technically sound in what you do.
There's not too many players in all of football that could fight his speed with their speed. So I think you got to be sound. You got to understand. You got to know what he's about first of all, and you got to defend. The deep part of the field. You can't take plays off, and you've got to know what he wants to do and try to stop that from happening. And certainly if you can disrupt the rhythm of the passing game somehow, whether that be disrupt McNabb in the pocket or, you know, try to have a couple guys near him so that he can't just look over there, see him wide open and hit him. So, but again, he's a huge problem, but there's so many of them. Westbrook's going to play, McCoy, Weaver, all of them are good backs. Selleck's their leading receiver. Macklin's made a bunch of big plays. Avant's as physical of a slot receiver as we'll play all season. And their line does a great job of protecting. So it's not like you can just take away one thing and then say, okay, you know, we're okay. You've got to defend everybody.
Gosh, with Dawkins and Buckhalter spending so much time there, were you or another coach who's picked their brain a little bit here and there?
I think that goes on most of the time, if you've got somebody that's familiar with you know, a former team that they played with. So anything that they can help us with in terms of the look we're getting in practice or something that may help us prepare better, we're certainly willing to listen to them and take their information and apply it.
Coach,
Josh, would you like to see a little bit more balance in using weapons? I mean, you look at the receiving numbers. Brandon, of course, your number one guy has 90. The second is all the way down with 30 catches. In an ideal world, would you like to see a little bit more equal distribution of the ball?
I think you just want production. You know, if they... if one guy had 200 catches, you know, and we're real productive and we're throwing for a high completion percentage and making yards and scoring points, I don't, you know, you do what's working, you do what's moving the ball, and you know, we've never been shy about throwing the ball to anybody, you know, in our offense. So whatever, I'm not looking for a specific variance between number one catches, number two's catches, number three's catches. I mean, they could all have the same number as far as I'm concerned, or we could have a little bit of a different deal. So when you look at, you know, when you look at Royal and Gaffney, you know, a lot of times they're splitting that position. So between the two of them, 80 catches. Brandon's got 90-some, so, I mean, it's close, really close.
Using all your weapons, does that kind of start with the running game, as you say, that – you establish that first, and then
yeah,
opened up a lot more.
Yeah, I think anytime you run the football and you can stay balanced, then you've got a lot more things that are going to be open to you in the passing game. So our ability to continue to run the ball for four quarters well obviously will help us in the passing game. It has during the course of the season all year, and certainly will be no different this week.
Josh, we've all seen what Brian's like on game day, Brian Dawkins on game day. Is there any concern? I mean, it's obviously going to be very game for him. Is there any concern on your end that he's going to be too emotional for him, or to, you know?
No, I don't think. I know how he is. He's the ultimate professional, in my opinion. So he's going to get himself ready to go. He's going to be himself. Emotion has always played a part in his preparation. Has always played a part in his leadership. His energy and enthusiasm and. What he does, I think that affects our team in a positive way. I think it affects him in a positive way, and I wouldn't expect him to do anything different. Might he feel a little bit more emotion this week? Sure. I think that would be natural.
Are you looking forward? And you talked about how much you respect Brian. Are you looking forward to seeing the Philly fans react to him, knowing how much he's beloved?
I think that, you know, he and Buck both, you know, I think played a large role in a lot of the success that they've had over the years, and I'm sure that those people in Philadelphia appreciate both of them greatly, and they should. And I'm sure that, you know, I'm sure that they feel the same way about their experience there. I mean, they were at a great organization with a great coaching staff, great owner, and I'm sure both of them really relished their time that they were there. And it'll probably be very exciting for them to go back there and see a lot of old faces, and you know, and hopefully play well.
Since Buckhalter is among the storylines this week, and since you love answering these questions anyway, how is he progressing with the ankle?
Good. Thanks.
Thank you, Coach.